This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yet, we know better than most. We know better than to think that Republicans can win only on the failures of Democrats. It still comes down to a contest of ideas. Which is really good news, ladies and gentlemen. Because when it's about ideas, the advantage goes to us. Against a dreary backdrop of arrogant bureaucracies, pointless mandates, reckless borrowing, willful retreat from the world, and all that progressives have in store for us, the Republican Party stands as the great enduring alternative party. We believe in making government, as Ronald Reagan said, not the distributor of gifts and privilege, but once again the protector of our liberties. Let the other party go on making its case for more government control over every aspect of our lives. More taxes to pay, more debt to carry, more rules to follow, more judges who just make it up as they go along. We, in this party, we are committed to a federal government that acts again as a servant, accountable to the people, following the Constitution, and venturing not one inch beyond the consent of the governed. We in this party offer a better way for our country based on fundamentals that go back to the founding generation. We believe in a free society.
You know, I thought Paul Ryan's speech there, Scott, was very powerful, but I would have liked to have heard him articulate, you know, what this government that we have today in America, what it is doing in terms of neutering its constituency. You know, it's like if you want to go along with this current government and the socialistic trajectory that it's on, you are relinquishing your dreams and ambitions. And for those who have had an experience with a union shop paradigm, you understand what I'm talking about. All incentives are gone. Everything is flatlined. Everybody gets paid the same. There's no reward for excellence. There's no reward for, you know, coming up with a winning idea. It's just all part of the greater conglomerate. And significance, individual significance, is muted. You know, to me, you are ripping out a part of somebody's soul. And I think it's so visceral, and I think that we have to be able to articulate what, you know, the Republican Party, what conservatism has to offer. Ronald Reagan understood that and articulated, and I think the people, as best they could understand, got a handle of it. But like anything, if we do not remember and we don't keep it to the forefront, we'll forget, we lapse, and we find ourselves entrapped with all these goodies and entitlements, to the point that we have too many Americans who've checked in their brains, so to speak. And I don't mean to be insulting, because, you know, we all need everybody. This is a grassroots. This is the United States of America. We need everybody all in, understanding that there is a better America, a reclaimed America that's sitting there, that it's within our reach. I mean, we're not talking about having to come against, you know, the number one military force like our founding fathers did. We just have to come against ourselves. And we need to agree on what it is that we want this 21st century America to look like. I mean, we talk about liberty, but I'm not sure people really understand what liberty is all about when they're, you know, been so hard pressed with the economy being what it's like. Their idea of liberty is, hey, Bill, I want to be able to pay my bills. I want to be able to make sure I can, you know, cover my mortgage. you know, we're so focused on, you know, the glass half empty that we've let go of the glass half full. The opportunity for us is to dream again. Big dreams, America. Dream again. Big dreams.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, now's a good time because you can also be in the running to win a free movie, a Blu-ray DVD disc of the movie Miracles from Heaven. Absolutely free. All you got to do is send me an email. Make sure you include your address. We'll put you in the running for it, and we're going to be giving away these DVDs and CDs in the next couple of weeks. So get your entry in early, as they say. Hey, with us right now is the one and only Carl Pittman. It's always good to have Carl with us. Let me give you a little bit of his background. He is a former Marine, like yours truly, Semper Fi. He enrolled after being honorably discharged from the U.S. Marine Corps, enrolled in the San Diego Police Academy, later served as a police officer in National City, California, in Harris County, Texas. As an officer, he dealt with gangs, drugs, illegal aliens, burglary, theft, motorcycle and traffic enforcement, and many other aspects of law enforcement. Additionally, Carl is a licensed real estate and mortgage broker and the founder of the Pittman Company Real Estate Business. He's also author of the book, The Personal Journey of a Black Common Sense Conservative. Carl Pittman, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing outstanding. Good to talk to you, as always.
Carl, I particularly wanted to talk to you about these recent ambushes on the Men in Blue, and I know when you heard about it, it had to just devastate you.
Well, yes, it's always disturbing, you know, when you have, you know, the senseless loss of life. But it's, I hate to say that it's not surprising to me that this is happening. And as you and I have communicated, Bill, that I told you after the Dallas incident that I expected that we were going to have more of these events, and sure enough, we did.
Well, the rhetoric is such that between, you know, and we've been talking about this, Carl, and we, as you and I have discussed before, the culture, the language is put out in the music that these kids listen to, the whole narrative, the anti-police narrative that has been out there, it is absolutely no wonder. And I got to tell you, part of me wonders why the police just one day just say, okay, we're going to let you have life without us. But there's just something about their hearts and their desire to protect and serve their communities that keep them from doing it. But you can't help but blame them for even contemplating for a moment that possibility.
Well, you know, I'm proud to say that at least all of the many officers that I know, that I'm sure no one is ever just going to walk away from protecting the public as we all swore to do. Mm-hmm. But it would surely be an interesting public experiment, maybe best seen in a movie, just to see what things would look like. Because what many don't understand is it is such a fine line between calm and chaos. And the police do a great job, not a perfect job, but a great job at keeping some order in our society.
Well, of course, it's impossible to be perfect. I mean, you're talking 100%. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. But what we need to do is mitigate those issues. You know, my father raised me in such a way that whenever you were, you know, if you had any connection at all with a police officer, it was ultimate respect. You did everything you could to let that officer know that there would never, ever be a reason for him to take his gun out of his holster, because it went downhill from there and would be pretty rapid. And this is what we see happening, is when a police officer has to take his gun out of a holster, it's not to say, how are you?
Well, no, I mean, absolutely, you're absolutely right. But I think there is, you know, there's so much of a detach in society now. This younger generation, you know, there is a very confrontational attitude. You have a lot of people that are looking to push the limits and to push law enforcement. And unfortunately, we don't have perfect people doing anything, but particularly in law enforcement, where now I, in talking to some of my colleagues and former colleagues, there is an element of concern, and I hate to call it fear, but, you know, with many many white officers now, that they actually feel that there is a larger target that has been drawn on them simply because they are Caucasian and they wear a badge. Yeah. And that is a frightening thing in society. And, again, I hate to say it, but I think we're going to see more of this.
Well, and I know you're right, Carl, because I've talked with police officers in my travels, and that's the way they feel. And you don't want somebody second-guessing themselves or even thinking an extra moment in a life situation that not all police officers come under. I mean, let's put this in perspective. It's a very small minority of police officers around the nation that are actually involved in a shooting. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, if you look at the tens of thousands of officers in the country, I mean, a great many of them will make it through their entire law enforcement career and never pull their weapon in a confrontational situation.
Yeah.
However, what we see is when there is a law enforcement involved shooting, and particularly if it is a person of color that has been shot, and God forbid if the officer happens to be a white officer, there is going to be this rush to make race as the motivating factor behind the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just not so. But unfortunately, that is that's the position that many, well, I won't say many, but key people in this country want to push that agenda, and that is why we see the press run with it the way they do.
Well, the press has always done that. They always want to jump to conclusions because in the absence of fact, opinion rules, it's not even healthy reporting. They're not encouraging the community, I would say, by and large, to anticipate and expect some due process. I mean, this is the way our government works. This is the way our laws work. I mean, look what happened in Baltimore with the Freddie Gray case. I mean, all the officers have been more or less exonerated, I guess you could say. And what does that make Marilyn Mosby look like?
Well, you know, that is particularly interesting when you have, as you say, these officers are, I believe, are just about in the clear criminally. But long before any of this was ever determined whether these officers had done anything wrong, they went ahead and paid a $6+ million civil lawsuit to Freddie Gray's family.
Exactly.
And you talk about, I mean, if that's the case, a lot of these folks believe that doing these types of things puts them in some kind of great light. And I think it's a shame that, you know, $6 million of taxpayer money was given long before there was any finding that these officers had done anything wrong.
Right. And I don't think the public really understands the whole due process, that it does take time. And even when you have city officials jumping the gun like this and awarding the family this kind of money without all the facts coming in, Marilyn Mosby and the people associated there with the city that made this decision, you know, jumped the gun, so to speak. And this is what happens. Again, even when with that video where we saw, the one gentleman, shot in the car, and the girlfriend goes Facebook Live. We don't know what led up to it. What caused the police officer to take his weapon out of his holster? As a trained police officer, experienced police officer, Carl, you're not going to do that unless you're threatened. Something led to that, but that's missing from the video.
Well, and conveniently so. I mean, it seems to happen all the time. I'm shocked at how many videos that surface, but they never really seem to capture the moment of truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things happen in an instant. I mean, I have been involved in on-duty shootings.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're
listening to Bill Martinez live. I'm picking up
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, you want to be in the running for that Miracles from Heaven DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away? Real simple. All you got to do is drop me an email. Include your address. That's helpful. Because I got to know where to send it when you're the winner, 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 okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Get your entry in, and we wish you all the best. With us right now is Paul Wiley, a 1992 Olympic silver medalist in figure skating, avid runner, skier, and coach. No stranger to MRIs, having had several over the course of his lifetime. However, after suffering a sudden cardiac arrest in April of 2015, can you imagine an athlete of his caliber dealing with a cardiac arrest in April of 2015 and receiving an implantable cardioverter defibrillator? That's what they call an ICD. See, when you have one, then you can use the initials. Yeah, I'm ICD'd, you know. Isn't that right, Paul? I mean, you get to use the initials then, right?
I love it. It's way easier.
Yeah, you're in the club because, I mean, to me, to stop and think about a cardioverter defibrillator, I need defibrillation.
Right, right. Yes, absolutely. And all I know is that it's going to correct a crazy, irregular heartbeat that would cause me to have a collapse like I did in April of 2015. And that, you know, caused two guys to have to do CPR on me and then medics to come and revive me and then take me to the hospital. I was in a coma. I came out of that coma, and then I received that ICD. So I'm very grateful for that. You know, 450,000 Americans every year lose their life to sudden cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am really happy and grateful to be part of the 5% that survived.
Well, what a blessing. I mean, for you, it was opportune that you had people there that could offer you some immediate aid and get you to the hospital to where, you know, you had a shot at surviving. I mean, because and probably as you're going through this, your brain's tilting and you're probably thinking, you know, and I know being an athlete that you run an instantaneous body analysis. Oh, I'm okay. What's going on here? And, you know, and your computer brain is just squirrely at this point, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember anything from that morning. So, I mean, I don't even remember driving to the workout. So all of that memory is gone. But because, you know, when they put you in a coma to do the therapeutic hypothermia where they cool you down, they actually wipe out that part of your memory. So at any rate, what I do remember is that, you know, I have this ICD and I'm very grateful for it. I have three kids and I'm living a normal life now. I'm running and skiing and skating.
Wow. Well,
the one thing I can't really do that I may not be able to do is get an MRI if I need one.
And well, so
talk about that.
Yeah, exactly, because this is MRI Safety Week, so explain to the audience what that means. You know, you've got an ICD, and that takes you out of the MRI option.
That's right. Well, it used to, but Medtronic has come out with a device which is now MRI conditional, so it is possible with the SureScan device to have an MRI and, you know, have it not affect the device or your heart. And so, I mean, I don't have one yet. I have the leads for it because I knew that this thing was coming out.
Yeah, right.
I asked them to get me ready for it when I have replacements the next time. You know, it's very important to speak to your doctor about, you know, what kind of life you have and what do you want to do. And especially after you've had something like sudden cardiac arrest, you know, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? And I really said, I want to keep active. I have three small kids, they're 8, 9, and 12. We have an active family. My wife and I would like to get out there and do stuff. And so I wanted to be able to do all of those things, and that might mean someday, you know, getting an MRI. So,
Well, we got to get those leads connected because I know 8-year-olds, they're pretty precocious. And he sees a lead there, he wants to yank on it. Hey, what's this for you?
And, you know, in terms of the MRI, you know, why would you need an MRI? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the ACL may be torn. You might have some tendonitis or some situation there. But, you know, MRIs are also a way of detecting Alzheimer's, cancer, stroke, other things. It's the best way of looking inside of your body. So I am looking forward to someday, you know, getting one which is MRI conditional myself. But I want to just tell people to have that conversation with your physician, because you might have an indication, a genetic indication, which, you know, predisposes you to sudden cardiac arrest.
Right.
And so if that's the case, you the physician may decide that you need to get one of these devices. And so if you do, have the conversation with them and get the one which is MRI compatible.
Exactly. Well, Paul, for all that you've gone through, you and your family, what's your word of warning and admonition regarding sudden cardiac arrest?
Well, I think it's an old one, but it's, you know, work out with a friend, get, you know, learn CPR and have your house in order. I mean, because there was really, I probably one way or the other, you know, I could have gone either way that morning. And so I'm very thankful that my wife, who was sitting there, you know, with my sneakers in her lap, you know, for 2 days as I was in a coma, I'm very thankful that I came out of that coma, but it could have just as easily gone the other way. So
exactly.
If you want to learn more about those devices, though, it's medtronic.com/ MRI heart devices. There's all sorts of good information there.
Well, Paul, we've got about another minute and a half here, and I want to, you know, expand a little bit more on the MR conditional pacemakers and defibrillators. You say you're wired for it, so when they're ready, are they ready to go now? Are they starting to be implanted in patients that are
dealing?
Okay,
and
so for you, it's just a matter of time before you get you get those leads plugged up, right?
Right. Well, so right now I have one. You know, I have the original one that I had implanted, but they last about 8 to 11 years. So when it's replacement time and the batteries are running out, then I'm going to go to my physician and plead with him.
Yeah, right.
And I'm pretty sure he'll let me get the one that's MRI conditional.
Well, of course. And of course, by then, we'll probably go through several upgrades, you know.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And because you're a guy. I mean, you're Paul Wiley. I mean, after all, I mean, you got to have the one that's ready to go, you know, huh?
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're pretty amazing. You know, I have this little bat phone thing that sits on, you know, on the bedside table. And so if anything goes wrong, I can, you know, wave it over my over the implantable device, and then it sends a signal to Medtronic, and then they analyze it. It goes right to my cardiologist, and so they get that feedback, and they can tell what's going on. And they're like, "Oh, it looks like you were exercising a lot."
Yeah, exactly. No, I was yelling at Caleb. He wouldn't pick up his stuff in his room. That's what I was doing.
Exactly.
Right.
So
well,
luckily, I haven't had any of the therapies, quote unquote. You know, so I haven't been shocked. Nothing has gone wrong. So I'm just really thankful that I'm able to be back to health, and I'm appreciative of that. But want everybody to know that they should go and see their physician and make sure that they get their yearly physical.
Yes.
And if there are any issues, you talk about those with your doctor.
Yeah, and like you say, a lot of this stuff is just old school wisdom. It's stuff that we kind of have grown up with, but you know, guys being guys, you know, we ignore that. But you know, these things can sneak up on you. I mean, after all, you think of how active you were, and suddenly you're faced with this situation. So your attention, it definitely has your attention, no doubt about it. And you're a great spokesperson on behalf of you know, MR, you know, conditional devices that are now in the market. And you know, you brought up some great insight and questions that we should ask. You know, if we're, you know, in that position, that we should ask our medical professionals about, right?
Yes, thank you, Bill. So remember, Medtronic.com/ MRI heart devices if you're looking for more information.
Well, Paul, we're glad that, hey, you're hanging around. You got a wonderful family. You're blessed. You're out there in God's country in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
And so enjoy yourself. Stay healthy. And look forward to talking to you again. Paul Wiley on Bill Martinez Live.
blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez Live. Who else?
So we must ask this question. Hillary Clinton, as an awful judge of the character of a dictator and butcher in the Middle East, is she guilty or not guilty? Next in Iran, she launched the negotiations that brought about the worst nuclear deal in history. Let me be clear. America and the world are measurably less safe and less respected because of the Iran deal that Hillary helped cut. Period. After she launched those negotiations, she became the biggest cheerleader for this agreement in the end. It's a deal that will lead to a nuclear Iran, an Israel that will be less safe and secure, and a much more dangerous Middle East. So let's ask it. Hillary Clinton, as an inept negotiator of the worst nuclear arms deal in American history, is she guilty or not guilty? Next. Yet the indictment is hardly complete.
Well, this is what happened. Some are calling it a dress rehearsal for the attorney general's position from one Chris Christie. Of course, him being a former prosecutor, he prosecuted the case he said the federal government did not want to, but he laid out the evidence and brought it before the Republican National Convention. Live from the GOP convention in Cleveland, Ohio, 2016, Michael Dougherty is with us, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoop Wall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, and author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael Dougherty, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This place is rocking and rolling. It's a lot of fun. How you doing, Bill?
Well, hey, I'm doing wonderful. I wish I could be there with you, but I'm glad you're there to give us an inside purview of what was going on. Of course, what we played was, a bit of a highlight from last night. It was quite indicting, and to hear each indictment, and here's the facts, and with her language, I think it's hard to refute, isn't it?
Well, it's hard to refute, but you've got a whole crowd and culture that has selective perception going on here, and because these people don't like to be wrong, per se. Mm-hmm. And they're wrong about Barack Obama. It has been a fiasco. And they're kind of looking for the exit, so they don't have to look in the eye what's going on. The dangerous part about Hillary Clinton is that now we are in the court of public opinion. And these politicians, and evidently now the DOJ from Loretta Lynch and Comey at the FBI, if they know they can get away with things, they will continue to do the same. Mm-hmm. And at some point, the American people have got to draw the line. And, this is a tough election because a lot of people are very upset about the candidate on the right. But I often say if that's your attitude, it's a really difficult decision, but it's a very easy choice.
Well, the form and pattern that the Democrats have had for years is they've bought their way into position. And I'm not sure there's enough money available to buy the critical mass that Hillary Clinton needs in order to find herself in the Oval Office. What do you say?
No, it doesn't. And, this is the thing is how, I don't know what the world right now is in a perfect storm. I mean, let's compare what Nixon did and the media at the time. And now what do we see? If Nixon were alive and had this type of media and this type of internal government machine that covers for each other no matter what, like it's a subculture of protection, he would have finished his second term. And
well, he might have gone three terms. Are you kidding me?
But I saw Carl Bernstein yesterday here, and I went up to him and I said, we don't have the investigative reporters we used to, and that's why these things go. And he got really kind of ticked with me. He goes, we certainly do. And I said, okay, but I disagree. He goes, well, we don't have a number of media outlets, I suppose. I'm like, okay, whatever way you want to spin it. But, the liberals are very prickly and defensive.
Wait a minute. I can't even believe that Carl Bernstein would say something as ignorant as we don't have enough media outlets. Look at the truth.
We used to. Yeah.
The truth is we have more. I mean, we're at a point in our life where there, as someone said, there's so much information, but there's such a lack of knowledge. Because in the spirit of true journalism, which Bernstein came out of, and sometimes I feel like he's been disconnected here. Maybe his prejudice. I think this is the challenge of being a journalist, is that you've got to step back. I mean, even in my position, I'm tempted to, to get inside the bubble, but I know that my power and my force is outside and trying to hold some objective space to pursue truth at any cost, no matter where it leads. Because, if you're prejudiced, then you're going to make a hard left when you need to keep going straight and go to the issue. You know what I'm saying, Michael?
Yeah, but I think they're higher in the old guards. When I see Dan Rather walking around, and there's some desperate stuff going on both sides, but really is hopefully the crumbling of the machine, and the machine is bad, and the machine has keeps a bag over people's heads. And in the past 20 years, media has stopped defending the public. they are afraid to take bags off the bad stories and expose the bad corruption because they're afraid that they'll be choked off from their next story. And when
exactly.
you start doing that, you're toast. And the only, I mean, the public is going to have to save itself.
You know, and to your point, Michael, you know, this president has done this. And I say shame on Barack Obama. He needs to be called out on this because, they, you know, these reporters, they know that, look, if you're not going to toe the line, you're not going to the reindeer games. You know, you're not invited to the cocktail parties. You're on the outside looking in. And, of course, the only way for you to have any kind of future, you think, is to climb the ladder and you got to drink the Kool-Aid along the way. If you don't, you're not on the team and you're on the outside looking in, right?
And more poignantly, if you're inside the team, you get off when you're in trouble. Look
yes.
at what Hillary's done. She has, I mean, it's obvious. There was a nationwide moan. And yet, this is what we're talking about. There is no accountability. And I'll tell you, folks, it's bipartisan. You know, there's a whole lot of rhinos out there that do the same thing that have enabled it. There is still a supermajority of insiders when you take the Democrats and some Republicans together, and that's the supermajority.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Paul Ryan got some flames under his tail in his district right now because he's trying to spin and hide what his immigration plans were. There are congressmen that are drinking the Kool-Aid that their job is to consider the interests of foreigners equal to their constituency. That's insanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, we have to save ourselves from this craziness.
Well, and that's the tone. And that's the tone that Donald Trump has hit on, is that he's calling out on all this crazy stuff that's going on that heretofore it was just like business as usual. And, you know, here you bring Donald Trump to the party and he's going, hey, you know, I think somebody passed gas in the room here. And they, well, that's just the way it smells, you know. Are you kidding me? You know, it's, you know what I'm saying? Did I say that on radio? I'm sorry.
No, it's the Guy Brooks, I've Got Friends in Low Places. He's coming in, he's offending everybody. So what, that's really the song he should have been playing the whole time. I don't know if Paris would let him. It's perfect.
Well,
because it's the everyman, folks, and we got to understand what's at stake here.
And there's no doubt about it. And when, you know, our politicians are looking for all the wrong things. But, you know, all the people were yelling is they were yelling lock her up and that sort of thing, which is pretty scary. I'm saying, hey, look at, you know, this is the fruit from our tree. You can't just blame everything on Hillary. We, the people, have promoted and allowed this kind of behavior and this kind of activity to exist and flourish in our country. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. And if we the people check out, this is what you get. But we have ourselves to blame as much as we do her and others like her. We've got more from Michael Dougherty live from the GOP convention in Cleveland 2016 at 18 before the top of the hour.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
I'll say almost 8 years we've been living that fundamental new direction. How do you like it now, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this is the choice. I think it's a clear choice. Phyllis Schlafly could not be happier. I mean, we spoke with her, a couple of weeks ago, Scott. And, of course, she authored the book, Choice Not an Echo. And clearly, this is what we have in America today. The Republican Party, in a long time, is not being an echo of Democrats. And it's causing brain damage to the establishment, isn't it, Michael Dougherty?
Oh, it's totally. It's democracy and it's messy beauty.
I like that. Yeah.
We have, you know, cousins fighting with each other and then kissing and making up, and we've got people not getting their way and throwing temper tantrums. And then at the same time, I got to say, over in the media center, it's not, you know, outside. It's not that contentious, and the protesters are kind of crazy. They're not effective. There was and I will say the Cleveland police, there was a protest that went on, and I mean, out of nowhere in 30 seconds, there were 200 police. I mean, they showed up, boom. And so it's, I think some of the networks might be mad that there's not as much dirty laundry going on right now. So we're making stuff up like plagiarized speeches and getting petty.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the nature. And as I was talking to you off the air, you know, from time to time, I'll switch back to CNN. And CNN is not letting an opportunity go by where they are, they're not promoting Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's built-in counter programming. And I'm curious if next week for the Democratic convention, if they're going to be running promo spots for Donald Trump. What do you think?
Well, it's, you know, why even deny, you know, the agenda? It's like they all have their sub-markets, and they're all selling for eyeballs. I mean, and this is what we have to understand about the major media anyway. It is sub-market, echo-chambered eyeballs, and that's terrifying, and that's why the media, by and large, is failing the American public, because they're really just driving for advertisers with what their viewership wants to see. And that's tail wagging the dog.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about Don Lemon and Sheriff Clark. I mean, their Clark is making anchor extremely uncomfortable because the anchor's agenda is being destroyed, which shouldn't be what's going on. And he cuts the commercial because
yes.
Clark wasn't going to back down because Clark was interested in the truth and had moral outrage.
Mm-hmm.
And Lemon was interested in the agenda. So now it went viral, and now Lemon's out there spinning. So they go after they get caught, then they go to gaslighting and spin. This is journalism?
Right.
I don't think so.
No, it is unfortunate that that's what happens. But, you know, this is where America needs to have their eyes wide open and understand that, you know, people are being exposed here, Michael, big time. You know, the lack of journalistic ethics and professionalism is on stage full time. And, you know, some of these people need to be evaluated for what they're, you know, demonstrating to us. Now, on another point here, first of all, I want to agree with you with what seems to be a great job security-wise. Cleveland has just done a great job. In handling any kind of, you know, just out-of-hand civil unrest. Because, you know, the way this thing was building up, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, are we talking 1968 all over again where it could get really crazy? So hats off to Cleveland, the men in blue there that have done an outstanding job in controlling emotions, allowing freedom of speech and our liberties to be on parade as they should. And being contained and not to the point where somebody's liberties are overwhelming somebody else's and depriving them of their true liberty. But, you know, I wanted to address John Kasich. I got to tell you, I up to now, I've had a lot of respect for him. I thought John, you know, just was a great politician. He's been an exceptional governor. But there's a bit of a character flaw that I'm seeing that makes me uncomfortable. And you could blame Donald Trump maybe or John or something, but you know, in any kind of relationship, I blame both people equally. You know, it's kind of a no fault divorce, you know, kind of deal. It's like, hey, this isn't about getting a fault here. It's about you guys are grown men. Let's make this work for the sake of unity, not only for the party, but for this country. You know, John Kasich has a lot to offer that I believe that he could, you know, he can help with the Trump administration, but him not showing up, you know, Trump kind of putting the people in Ohio in the back. I mean, they're the host city. You know, he had an opportunity to be magnanimous. We David Drucker and I were talking about that earlier. And I think it's a lost opportunity for Trump and his committee to extend a gracious hand to John Kasich and make it work, because you can at the end of the day, he knows this. Donald Trump knows this as a businessman. You can't blame the project manager for not being effective. You know, you have got to make it happen, and you know, not every project you get into is easy. You've got to work with sometimes, you know, difficult people.
Yeah, and it starts from the head down, and you're absolutely right. And this is a double-edged sword. Now, Assistant Cruz is actually speaking today, and he hasn't endorsed. And all these egomaniacs, I mean, you choose to swim in the shark tank. You choose, this is not a pretty business. It is no secret. It is down, dirty, mean. And yet, some people that have been in it forever have taken their little tiddlywinks and stomped off home to mommy. Now, I'm not agreeing with Trump's tactics. I think the image of being more professional and genteel would make his life in getting elected a lot easier. But
exactly.
It is what it is. You got to suck it up for the big picture, and I don't cut and run when conditions aren't perfect. And so that's the thing. It's cutting and running. Or who knows? Maybe he's power negotiating for a better position. Who knows? It's tough to say, but it doesn't look good, and
but I think you do that. You do that at certain times, you know. And this is just my perspective. I mean, hey, the guy's a bazillionaire. Like, he needs to listen to me, you know. And God bless him. He's been very successful. But you know, one humble man's opinion here is you got an opportunity when you know the entire country. I mean, the ratings on this GOP convention. You know, he's doing big numbers here, and he's talking to a lot of, you know, new people. And so here's an opportunity to put your best foot forward to, you know, talk about unity, talk about vision, talk about, you know, why a Trump presidency is something that is so necessary and needed for our country to survive. I mean, people know that this country is in a precarious position. You know, our allies, they no longer, you know, respect us or even count us as friends anymore. Our enemies they're not afraid of us, as Marco Rubio said. You know, our standing internationally, domestically is quite compromised right now. And America, in general, America is looking for an Obi-Wan Kenobi. We're looking for a hope here, you know?
And he's a salesman. If he's a salesman, he should be able to fit it a lot better.
Exactly.
I mean, it's so ironic because he's making it difficult. And it's tough. He's making it tough. I mean, to hear those. But, you know, it's baffling. Look at Trump's children. How articulate and strong. And, you know, there's a lot of secondary indications, but, you know, about those kids and how they got that way. But, boy, I'm like, why do we have to make everything? Why do we have to go the wrong way around the block to get there?
Well, his kids are outshining him. I mean, even in the focus group, the one guy said, hey, I'm going to vote for his son. You know, well, he's not on the ticket, but, you know.
Maybe their kids will sit him down and go, Dad, shut up! But, you know, it's terrifying because here's the irony. They're all a bunch of narcissistic egomaniacs. They're all mad at each other for the mean things they all said to each other.
Right.
Now, Trump just broke the wall over and over and over and over. You know, I mean, Lion Ted, really? I mean, come on. I don't know. So I get it's tough. There's people that have it's tough to forget it.
No, it is. But again, for the sake of unity, and, you know, a year ago, Michael, they never thought in a million years that he would have enough votes. Last night was the realization in the minds of many of these politicians, their greatest nightmare, that Donald Trump would be beyond the presumptive. He is now the GOP nominee for president.
And they got to look in the mirror. They have to look in the mirror. I mean, this is the type of thing. There's a grumbling. And it's the same thing with Hillary getting off. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is not what this is. No wonder that millennials don't drink the Kool-Aid and don't believe anything that the government says. Why should they?
Yeah. Well, they're repulsed.
History taken away from the books, and they observe this type of stuff.
Exactly. Well, to your point, they're repulsed by the ego. The ego is on so full display here, and at some point you got to be able to, you know, set that aside for the sake of the greater good. Now, whether or not Donald Trump has that capacity, you see it evidenced, as you say, you know, in his kids. Of course, tonight, you know, we're going to have Michael Pence is going to be featured tonight. You got Newt Gingrich, which is going to be a lot of fun. Newt is always a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, he's got such incredible brain speed. And
yes.
I actually saw him last night at dinner, and he's exhausted. But when the light's on,
it's showtime.
You know,
it's showtime.
Nails
yeah.
it. I mean,
exactly.
He nails it because it's so big. Gingrich has got the brain that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that some people are disappointed that he wasn't the VP choice, but certainly there's a position for one Newt Gingrich in the Trump administration. And, you know, Mike Pence will, he takes center stage, and this will, you know, seal the deal and hopefully encourage people to, you know, look again at Donald Trump as a serious presidential candidate.
Well, like most highly intelligent people, sometimes a little prickly in the social skills. And I think that's the thing with Newt, who knows. But in how these people get along behind the scenes and how they negotiate these things, it is just one tiger and one shark after another.
Exactly.
I'm
hey, stay out of the tank, okay? Stay out of the tank, Michael, and be safe. Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business.
Search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how...